a couple of photographs to go with the audio book.
Oh.
Peaceful scene, a fisherman by the weir, a swan digging for grubs, actually on the weir itself. The coffee organ being packed up in the background.
Oh yeah!
They're wrapping each of the tubes into a piece of sort of foam plastic.
Oh, like bubble wrap. The stuff you can get sheets of.
Well, yes, it's not bubble wrap, it's like foam.
Mm-hmm. But just it's really thin stuff.
That's right, quite thin. But they're then placing the tubes on the back of the council cart, which is a sort of a trailer on a sort of a small tractor type thing. A little, more like a mini Land Rover, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And they appear to be taking them off, presumably to a lorry somewhere. They're now on the third cart that I've spotted, and they're not even halfway through taking the thing down, as far as I can see. We've got dozens and dozens of those tubes.
I bet, yeah.
All sort of 8 or 10 inches in diameter and 4 metres high.
Mm. What was at the top? Just nothing?
Absolutely nothing, it was empty.
Just ends of tubes?
Yes, but the bottom went into the box. Mm.
But at the top, they were just open tubes, were they?
Yes, but the box underneath appeared to be a hollow box.
Mm.
So presumably the sound sort of went in there in some way. Mm. And the whole thing was on some little pads. So presumably the sound would go underneath, and the box would sound as a sort of like a sounding board.
Mm.
And then the sound would presumably come out of the top of the tube. I think it would have been slightly more interesting had all the tubes been different sizes and shapes.
Yeah.
And I think that would have made the sounds come out in a different way.
Mm.
I think being all the same size didn't quite work somehow.
Mm. No, I thought, with calling it an organ and stuff, that they'd probably be different lengths. Or different widths or something.
Yes, I don't know.
Mm.
It may have been a costly thing, of course. I mean,